So, Bezrat Hashem, we're page Nun Bet, 52, Amud Bet. 5 lines before the end of the page. Yes, I mean it. This time I really mean it. And mevarchin v'chulei. It's not allowed to say havdalah bracha on the candle of non-Jews, and also not an incense of non-Jews. Besamim shel akum, it's not allowed. Don't do that. Okay, promise. Very good. The Gemara is saying. Bishlamaner, alright, I can understand a candle, why not to say bracha on a candle of a non-Jew? Mishum de lo Shabbat, because he wasn't resting in Shabbos. He used that candle in Shabbos. Maybe the fire, it's the same flame that he lit in Shabbos. So, we're not allowed to use a fire that was burning from Shabbos. Ela besamim ma'ita malo, but incense, what's the reason not to? Amar Rav Yehuda said that he heard from Rav. Hacha, in that Mishnah, hacha means here in our Mishnah, b'msibat ovdei kochavim askinan. We're talking when people that worship idols are gathering together, making a party. Not a real party, just gathering together. It's called Mesiba. Mesiba is also a party, but Mesiba means gathering. We're talking of not to take incense from group of people that worship idols. Why? Mipnei, because Shestam Mesibat of the Kochavim La'avodah Zarahi. Because a regular gathering, a common gathering of people that worship idols, it's to worship idols, it's to serve their avodah zarah. This is why they're gathering. But the Gemara tries to reject that assumption, that this is the reason why not to use the incense of
Goyim.
Ha midiktani seifa, but it's written in the end of our Mishnah. Ein mevarchin lo al haner, it's not allowed to say bracha not on the candle, velo al habesamim, and not on incense shel avodah zarah of worship idols. Michlal Dereisha, so from that we learn that Dereisha, the beginning, Lav Be'avodah Zarah Askinan, is not talking about worshipping idols. In the beginning it's written not to use candle and incense of non-Jews. In the end of the Mishnah it's written not to use candle and incense that been used for Avodah Zarah. So from the end, we can learn that the beginning is not talking on the same issue. They wouldn't write the same thing twice. If in the beginning they wrote non-Jews, so it means that there is a second reason, and not the same reason that they wrote in the end. Because if it was only one reason, they would write it once in the end, and this is it. Or once in the beginning, in a way that we can understand, and this is it. Why they wrote it twice? Amar Rabbi Chanina Misura, Rabbi Chanina that came from Sura, he explained the reason of writing it twice, of writing it also again in the last part of the Mishnah. Ma ta'am ka'amar, he came to give us the reason. The Mishnah in the end came to explain the reason of the Reisha, of the beginning. Matam en mevarchin, what's the reason that we're not going to bless lo al haner velo al habesamim, not on the candle, not on incense, shel akum of non-Jews? Because mipnei shestam mesibat ovdei kochavim, because a regular party gathering of people that worship idols, le'avodah zarah, it's to worship their idols. So the Reisha is coming to say it's not allowed for goyim at all, to use from goyim at all. And in the end, it's explaining the reason why. Continue. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a braita. Ur sheshavat, fire that rests in Shabbos. Not fire that been lit in Shabbos. Just one that rests. So, mevarchin alav, on it, you allow to say bracha. Veshelo shavat, but if he haven't, that fire didn't rest in Shabbos, ein mevarchin alav, you're not gonna say bracha on it. Umay lo shavat, what it means that he haven't rest in Shabbos, that candle. Inema, if we're gonna say lo shavat mechamat melacha, if we're gonna say that they made a certain work with it in Shabbos, so it's hard. Why it's hard? Afilu mimelacha dehetera. So also, if the work that's been done with it in Shabbos was approved, it was allowed, also we're gonna have to forbidden the use in that fire. What's the reason that we're not allowed to use fire that was lit in Shabbos? What's the reason? On Shabbat, what's the reason? If you want to say that because maybe they worked with it in Shabbos, and you want to say work of a prohibition, means they lit the fire to cook something in Shabbos, so with that candle you're not allowed to make Havdalah. So if you want to say that, so because that you defined it as fire that someone worked with in Shabbos, by that you're going to forbidden also the flame that been used in a kosher way. Means the candle that was lit in Beit Knesset, to light the room, something that's allowed. So also with that you're going to forbidden. If you're saying that the reason that you're not going to use that flame is because that it's been used in Shabbos.
Not lit or used?
Used. Because you're afraid from fire that's been lit for you for breaking Shabbos in a prohibition, in a not allowed way. So by that actually you also gonna disqualify the fire that was working in a kosher way, that was lighting the room.
Yes. Yeah.
Lit the room.
Lit with the room. That's fine.
Vehatanya, and so you cannot say that. Why you cannot say that? Because we have a braita. Ur shel chaya veshel chole, a fire that been lit for a woman in labor or for a sick person, even in Shabbos. It's a halakha that if there is a woman in labor in Shabbos and she's saying, I have to have a candle, it's the middle of the night, she's afraid, she has to see what's going on with her, she is in stress. Even that actually, she doesn't really need it to give birth. There is no logic reason to light that fire to break Shabbos for it. But if she's screaming, I need fire, I need light, it's allowed to turn to light the candle for her. Even that, the bottom line, it's not connected to the procedure at all. Still, it's allowed for her because she is in horrible stress. She is mamash close to death, lo alenu. So, it's written that even a candle that been lit for her or for a sick person that also have a situation that it's allowed to. You need to see, you need to change bandages or something like that. So, you have to do that for him. מברכין עליו. It is allowed to say bracha of havdalah on it. So because of that, you cannot say that the reason that we're not allow to take the candle from a non-Jew is because that it wasn't working in Shabbos, that he wasn't making a work with it in Shabbos. Okay? It's not the reason. You want to read it again? You want to learn it again, or that it's clear?
Chaya is used for a pregnant woman.
Chaya means yoledet. It's the name Amikra'i from the Chumash, yoledet. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, "Mai Shabbat." So what it means when we're saying a candle that was resting in Shabbos? Until now we explained that it cannot be a candle that wasn't working, because if it wasn't working, so it's hard, because we saw candles that were working in Shabbos and we're allowed to use them. So what it means that it was resting? What's the real explanation of resting? Sheshavat mechamat melechet avera, that he was resting from works of sinnings. It wasn't breaking no prohibition, that candle. If the candle been used for something kosher that's allowed in Shabbos, you're allowed to lit the candle with it. You're allowed to say bracha on it in Havdalah. But if it was to break a prohibition, you're not allowed. This is why we're not allowed to take from a goy, because a goy wasn't keeping mitzvot with it. He was litting it and using it for whatever he wants to. This is why we're not allowed. Tanya Nami Achi, also we have a bright on that, that is saying, Ashashit, how you say Ashashit? Ashashit is a candle inside of a glass. It's a lamp.
A lantern.
Shehaita doleket, that was fire, that was lit. Veholechet kol hayom kulo, and it was making light all day long. Lemotzei Shabbat, so after Shabbos, mevarchin aleha, it's allowed to say bracha on it, because it's allowed. I say heter?
Permitted.
It's permitted. Shmuel, you're smiling? Very good. Wonderful. Another brayta. Tanu Rabbanan, Nochri, a non-Jew, Shehidlik me Israel, that lit a candle from an Israeli person. Ve Israel, and an Israeli person, Shehidlik me Nochri, that lit his candle from a non-Jew. We're talking about Motzei Shabbat, after Shabbos. Mevarchin alav, it's allowed to bless on it. If a Jew lit the candle from a non-Jew, or if a non-Jew lit the fire from a Jew, you allow to say Havdalah on that candle. Means, if the source comes from an Israeli, it's allowed. And if an Israeli took it, means he took it out from the hands of the non-Jew, it's not a prohibition anymore. And you allow in both of those situations to say bracha of Havdalah on that candle.
What means take his candle, then you take
the... No. To take the flame. To take Israel shehidlik minochri. Lit his candle from the flame. Yes. He's got a candle. No, because it's not allowed to use. This we learn. Now we're talking about using the flame. But nochri mi nochri, if a goy comes with a candle and you want to use that candle, you don't have a candle. You're not planning to lit your candle out of his candle. You see, a goy walks with a candle. And now you want to say bracha. You need to have fire. If he is a goy and he didn't took it from Israeli, you're not allowed to take it. But he is saying to you, I took it from another goy, you're also not allowed to take it. Soon the Gemara is going to explain. En mevarchin alav. So, the Gemara is asking, Maishna nochri mi nochri de lo? What's the difference in a goy from a goy that's not? Why are you telling me that? Well, you said already that from a goy I'm not allowed. Mishum de lo shabbat. Because he wasn't resting. This is the answer. So the Gemara is saying, if so, if this is the reason that it wasn't resting, so also Israel minochri nami halo shabbat. So also if a Jew took from a non-Jew, also the flame wasn't resting. It's the same flame. It's the same flame. You pass the flame from the goy. The same flame came to your candle. And that flame was working in Shabbos in the hands of the goy. Now it's in your candle. What's the difference? It was lit in Shabbos or something like that. Or you've been used in Shabbos for a prohibition. And if you want to say, Hach isura, that prohibition flame, azal le, went up, went away, disappeared. Ve'ha'achrinahu, and now it's a different flame. Uve'yadeh de'Israel kamit yalda, and it's actually born now in the hands of the Israel, because the flame is always rising, it's always disappearing, it's being created all of the time, again and again. You don't have a flame if you don't have oil, right? If you don't have wood, if you don't have something to burn. So actually, the flame always going. Just only if she's got something that's gonna lit it more. What?
Feed it.
Gonna feed it more. So it's a new fire all of the time. So they're saying now, let's say that we don't have no problem. That maybe this is what you want to say? That the reason that we allow to use the flame that's in the hand of the Israeli, even though that it's been took from a non-Jew, it's because that the flame of prohibition already went, and now we have a new flame that actually born in the hand of the Israeli, so this is the reason that we allow to say bracha on it? So what you're going to say now on the braita? Ela hadetanya. So what you're going to do with that new braita? If this is what that you're saying, that we are allowed to use the flame that been took from a non-Jew by a Jew because that it's been renewed, it's a new flame now in the hand of the Jew. So what you're going to do with that braita? That in that braita it's written, Detanya, Hamotzi shalhevet lershut harabim chayav. If a man takes out a flame to reshut harabim, to the public area, so he is gonna be punished on that. He is guilty.
Mm-hmm.
He's guilty means that he took something out from the private area and brought it out to the public area, so he break the prohibition. He is guilty of hotza'a mireshut lereshut
on Shabbat.
But amai chayav, why he gonna be guilty? If now you told me that the flame is renew itself and always it's a different flame, so why he's guilty? Masheakar, the thing that he uproot from the private zone, lohiniach, it wasn't the thing that he put in the public zone. Umasheiniach, and the thing that he put in the public zone, it's not the thing that he took uproot from the private zone. Umasheiniach, loakar, it's two different things. The issue of taking out, the prohibition of taking out something from the private zone to the public zone, it's only if you took one thing and put something else. If now a man stands outside in the public zone, and a different man stands in the private zone, and the private zone is throwing a ball to the public zone, none of them is guilty. Both of them are patur, exempt. If someone is taking a bench alone, he's guilty. But if two people took that bench together because they couldn't make the sin alone and they had to have a friend to help, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is saying both of them are exempt. Because they couldn't do the sin alone, so they haven't. A prohibition of takeout from one authority to the other authority, from one zone to the other zone, it's only when you're completing the melacha, the work. If you uproot one thing and put it in a different zone. Only if you've done both of them. But if Mishnayot Shabbat, first Mishnah in Shabbat, Baal HaBayit and the poor person, one takes out one gift to the other, both of them are exempt, turim. Only if he took Shalom Aleichem, only if he reached his hand into the house and took from the hand of the Baal HaBayit, and then he takes it outside, means that he's putting it outside in the public area, only then he is guilty, he is chayav. But now we saw that if a man took out a flame from the private zone to the public zone, he is guilty. So by that we found the proof that actually the flame is not renew itself, reborn by itself all of the time. Because he's guilty. And if you want to say that it is reborn all of the time, so the thing that he uproot is not the thing that he put. And the thing that he put, it's not the thing that he uproot from the different zone. Nice. It is nice. Do you want to learn it again? Let's watch that movie again.
When we were in Shul Davening, we davened Marv. I thought that after davening Marv, Mitzvah Shabbos said, you can go home and make a dollar. None of these rules apply.
Right?
Right. So where do these rules apply?
What are you, which rule? We're not talking now, when we said now to take out a flame in Shabbos from inside to outside, we're not talking about candle of Havdalah. We're talking about a flame. Halakha.
Ordinary flame. To use for whatever.
For whatever, exactly. They're teaching. Before we were talking about Havdalah, if you're allowed to use a flame that's been used by a non-Jew or not. And we saw that a non-Jew that gave the flame to a Jew, now you're allowed to use it. So we asked how, why. If we said that before it had been used by the hand of the Goy for a prohibition in Shabbos, during Shabbos. So what's the connection if the Israeli took it from him? It's the same flame that had been used for a prohibition. So we're not allowed to use it, we want to say. But we saw that it's allowed. So what's the reason that it's allowed to enjoy it? Maybe, Venema, if you want to say that it's because that the flame of prohibition always runs up and disappears. And the flame that now in the hand of the Jew is a flame that just born in the hand of the Jew. So it's not a flame of a prohibition. So how can you say that? Because we saw in a different Mishnah in Shabbos that if you take out a flame in Shabbos from private zone to the public zone, you're guilty. If you're guilty, it means that what that you took from one zone, you took it to another zone and put it. Because the prohibition of take out from one zone to the other, it's only when you took, uproot something, and then put in a different zone. If you completed the melacha, the work. But if you made only half of it, mean just accepting or just uprooting, it's not your fault and you're exempt and you're not guilty. So if you want to say that the reason that we gonna use the flame from the hands of an Israeli that took it from a goy, because the flame being changed and reborn now in the hands of the Israeli, you cannot establish it according to that Mishnah. Because over there, the flame, if you're saying that the flame reborn all of the time, so the flame that I took out from the house, it's not the flame that I put outside in the public zone. It's a different flame, so I never can complete the work. I cannot. The flame is changing all of the time. Wonderful, I'm allowed to move it as much as I want to. I'm not allowed, maybe from a different reason, of breaking Shabbos, but you cannot make me guilty on the prohibition of takes out from one zone to the other zone. Alright? There are lamps and candles that you don't need to be afraid of turning them off in Shabbos.
Light
of Turat Cherum, a lamp, of emergency lamp. You don't need, you're allowed to use it in Shabbos. If in Shabbos you have the electricity went down, and you have a lamp like that you can walk with it in the house, it's allowed. It's allowed because it's used. It's allowed to use it. It's not a problem because there is no fear that you're going to turn it off. So if there is a certain flame that you don't need to be worried that the oil going to move to the sides or I don't know what, you're allowed. If really it exists, so you're allowed. Also, a lamp, it's a flame. It's the same halakha like a candle. Just this is a very stable one, and we're not afraid it's going to turn off by moving it, shaking it, and moving it. So we don't have that isur of moving it in Shabbos, except of the isur of maybe to touch the button. But if you have something that it's closed, that you put sellotape on it, that you know that for sure it's all fixed, you don't have no prohibition to move it in Shabbos, no isur.
Watches that you shake, and that's how the watch was given, kept on going, wound itself. Self-winding watches, those would be Asur and Shabbat, because you're moving it, is keeping it going?
I don't know. Sounds that yes.
That would be Asur.
Just to move it like that, this is what it makes it work.
It's on your hand. Because it
this was to charge the battery? Yeah. This was to charge the battery?
With no battery.
Spiritual
demons.
It was a demon.
Springs.
Springs was a demon. It was popular in the 60s.
1960s.
They didn't have something that their entire watch is until the 80s.
Eric, you need to bring a cake when you come into the Shiva. It's a celebration every time. Look at him. We're not going nowhere.
But on the same question.
But if you're going to bring a cake, it's more percent that we're going to be wait for the cake next week.
What about someone who's not observant? What? What about someone who's not observant? I mean, they're not practicing Avodah Zorah, but they're not keeping Shabbos. A Jew?
No. You're asking if it's allowed to take the candle
right
from him? Yeah, if it's Israel, I don't know. La halacha, I don't know.
Okay.
So I can move the top of the lamp?
Yes.
On Shabbos.
It's a lamp.
One place where
it's a lamp.
It's
a lamp.
Dark.
If there is no fear that it's going to be turned off, it's a lamp. No reason not. Things that it's muktzeh, it's things that have been used for avera. But a lamp like that, emergency lamp or something like that, or if a poor man doesn't have a light in all of the rooms or something like that. Rav Reuven, you know that question? The answer to the question? If the emergency lamp in Shabbos, if it's not connected, a flashlight or something, if it's not connected and we're not afraid, it's allowed to use it in Shabbos, to move it from one place to the other, no?
Yeah.
If you don't have a
fan or a light,
you're allowed to run, exactly. On a fan for sure is allowed. So there is no difference between a fan. A fan is for sure allowed to move. So also a lamp. If Ashkenazim, we're not talking to them at all. A class for Sfaradim. Alright. So actually we saw that you cannot say that the reason that we allowed it is because of that we allowed to use the flame that came into the hand of the Israeli because that it's reborn and now it's a new flame. You cannot say that. Ela, just what's the reason that it's allowed? Leolam di isura nami ite. Always the prohibition still exists in that flame. Even though that the fire is changing, still the prohibition holds on that. It's still the same flame. You cannot say that it's not the same flame. It is, exists. V'chikah mevarech. But how you can say bracha on it if it's in the hands of the Israeli, if it's still the prohibition flame? Atosefta de'etera kamevarech. Your blessing on the certain part that been added. It is changing. And on the little part that's been changed, on that you're going to say bracha. Ihachi, if so, nochri mi nochri nami. So also if a goy took from a goy, I want to say bracha on it also. What's the problem? If the first goy was using that flame for prohibition in Shabbos, and now a second goy took it in Motzei Shabbat from him, so actually, he haven't made no prohibition, that goy, the second goy. So let's say that the flame also renew itself a little bit in the hand of the second goy. And let me say bracha on that little adding, on that little part that renew itself in the hand of the goy. Because it haven't been used for a prohibition. It's not in the hand of the first goy. So the Gemara is saying, En achinami, you're right. I want to help you with it, but I cannot. Why? Gzera, it's a decree midrabanan. Mishum nochri rishon ve'amud rishon. Because of the first Jew and the first flame, first pillar, first flame. Because we're afraid that if someone now gonna see you checked, you investigated, and you asked, and you know this is the second goy, and actually there is a side to say that it's allowed, and you want to use it. But someone else that walks outside and look at you saying bracha on a candle from a hand of a goy, he doesn't know if you checked if it's a first or a second goy. And he's afraid. And he now gonna think that it's okay, and Rabbanan were afraid that maybe he gonna think that you took the fire from a first goy and it's the first flame and not a second flame. This is why Rabbanan made a decree that it's not allowed to take that flame to say bracha on it from a hand of a goy in no situation at all. Rashi. Mishum de lo Shabbat in the page before, because that it was interesting in Shabbos, mi melechet avera, from works of sins, prohibitions. She'aved kochabim ose melacha leoro, because the man that worship idols, he is working, use the light of that candle for his works. Vetania lekaman, and we're gonna see it in the future, a braita. Ur shelo shabbat, a candle, a fire that haven't rest in Shabbos, and mevarchin alav, we're not allowed to bless on it. Because that a sin, a work, an effort been used with that flame. Bimsibat of deko chavim, in a gathering of people that worship idols, leachila lisuda, to eat for a meal. In Ema, next page, if we're gonna say lo shabbat mechamat melacha, that it was interesting from a certain work. Vafilu hi melacha shel eter, and even if it's something that permitted, kegon shel chole v'shel chaya, like for an example of a sick person, not lalenu, or a woman in labor, ke'amar de'en mevarchin, On those you want to say, not to say bracha on it, you cannot say that. Why you cannot say it? Because we saw a Mishnah, a Braita, that said, V'atanya, it's a Braita, that said that we allow to say bracha on a candle. What? Next one? Ashashit lanterina. Lantern. Shaita doleket ve'olechet, that it was lit and walking and working. Me'erev Shabbat, from Eve of Shabbos. Ubeveit Israel, and it was here in the neighborhood of Beit Israel. It's not that Rashi? No, Rashi is saying in the house of a Jew. So it means that the house of a Jew should be here in Beit Israel. No, it's not written in Rashi also? This is how I understand Rashi. למוצאי שבת מברכין, in מוצאי שבת you're going to say ברכה, לפי שלא נעבדה בעבירה, because no sin been used in that flame, שלא הודלקה בשבת, because it haven't been lit in Shabbos. נוכרי שהדליק מישראל, a goy that lit from an Israeli person, מי שחשכה מוצאי שבת, when it become darkness in מוצאי שבת. Hach isura azla, let's say that the prohibition went away, disappeared, the flame is reborn all of the time. Mitoch sheshalhevet doleket veolechet, because that the flame lights and going, kama kama, slowly, parachle, it's disappear, it's fly away, the prohibition fly away, slowly. Hamotzi shalhevet lirshut harabim, that one that takes out the flame to rshut harabim, to the public zone, b'shabbat, in Shabbos, chayav, is guilty. Umokminan le b'masechet beitza, and we learned on it in Masechet Beitza, kegon deshaife lecheres mishcha, if the person put inside of an earthenware vessel oil, ve'at li b'nura degachelet, and he hanged in it a flame of coal, leika, not on that we're talking, ela shalhevet, just only the flame. The prohibition over there, it's not on all of that vessel that contain oil and with that we're afraid on the coal. We're talking that's gonna turn off. We're talking or the, how you say, till wick, or the wick. We're not afraid of that. Just we're talking about the flame itself. If someone took a flame, somehow, umishum cheres lo mechayev, and we're not talking about the earthenware vessel, that it's very small, the leit bashiura, very, very tiny vessel, this is how he holds it. He's got a tiny vessel that contains oil, or a tiny wick that he's holding in his hand, something that you cannot be obligated, be guilty on taking it out from one area to the other, to one zone to another zone. Just the flame, it's got the amount that obligates. So the one that takes out the flame, you're gonna be guilty. Why you're gonna be guilty? Like we said in the Gemara, if really the flame is changing all of the time, so he cannot be guilty, because the flame that he uproot in one zone, it's not the same flame that he's putting in the second zone. Mashakar lo eniach, the one that he uproot, it's not the one that he put. Ve'otzaat Shabbat lo mechayva, and to take out from one zone to the other in Shabbos does not make the person guilty. Ad de'ika akira mirshut zo, just only when you have uprooting from one zone, ve'anacha birshut zo, and putting it in a different zone. Gzera mishum nochri rishon ve'amud rishon. So we found an answer that we're saying bracha because of what had actually been added to the flame. But why we're not going to say bracha on a candle that been took from one goy by a second goy? Why we're not going to say bracha on it? It's a decree because of first goy and the first pillar, means first flame. Sharit benochri, if you're gonna permit in a non-Jew shehidlik minochri, that lit from a non-Jew, mishechashecha, after dark, ati leberuche, a man gonna come to say bracha benochri shehidlik mivod yom, from a candle that been took from a goy that lit it during the day of Shabbos. ובאותו אור עצמו, and in the same fire itself, שלא נתוסף משחשיכה, that haven't been renewed in a different hand after dark. כגון שמברך עליו סמוך לחשיכה מיד, means in a situation, for an example, if you're going to say ברכה on it immediately when it becomes to be dark. This is it. Yes.
Israel have a flame and the goy come, and then you can take the flame from the goy.
If an Israeli took it, like we learn now in the Bible, if a goy took a flame from an Israeli, you're allowed to use it.
But now all the person sees, but he don't know you take the flame. He take the flame from the goy. You know it, but the next person sees only you take the flame from the goy. So then he says,
good question. Don't know how to answer. Good question. Don't know how to answer. Thank you very much.